USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter calls it an impeachment scam as the House votes to approve rules for the impeachment inquiry. The vote 232 to 196. Republicans in the House unified in voting against it. Two Democrats in Republican-leaning districts joining them. Now, during a closed-door session on Capitol Hill, a former White House advisor tells lawmakers he hears nothing illegal on the president's call with the president of Ukraine. Georgia Congressman Republican Doug Collins, a guest on Fox News Special Report with Brett Baer.
We know from President Trump and President Zelensky that neither have said that there was any pressure. President Zelensky said there was nothing from his side that caused him concern. We also know for a fact the Ukrainian government did not even know these discussions were going on until late August at the earliest when this call took place on July 25th.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
An update now on the wildfires in California, fueled by the Santa Ana winds, the Kincade Fire in Northern California, 76,000 acres burned, 60% contained, the Easy Fire in Southern California, almost 2,000 acres burned, about 50,000 homes and businesses still affected by Pacific Gas and Electric's power shutoff after it cut electricity to millions of people in an effort to prevent new fires. Changing gears now to USA News for Your Health, a new reason to take your time.
Wait. It must be awfully important, like a party or something.
Researchers at Harvard Medical School say they've discovered that people who are running late often are often operating with a sense of calm that could be adding years to their lives. The study also finds optimism overall appears to protect the heart and circulation and can overall lower the rate of death. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Ken Cuccinelli, acting director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, faced some tough questions during a House Oversight and Reform hearing. Many of the questions revolved around the agency's since reversed decision to end granting illegal aliens with serious medical conditions the temporary ability to stay in the country.
No, you asked me.
No, I'm asking you.
You bet I care.
Do you care that
you
somebody's in a...
You bet I do. And it would be great we could take care of this.
About
we
to
have
die.
Law. If you cared enough to pass a law, we'd enforce it.
That was Cuccinelli and Congressman William Clasey of Missouri. Sony says its online cable alternative, PlayStation View, will be shut down in January. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The company blames the move on the high cost of content and the difficulty of network deals. View was launched in 2015 as a cheaper version of cable or satellite TV. It was a test case for a TV alternative alongside Dish's Sling TV and later a slew of copycats from DirecTV, Google, Hulu, and others. But customer growth has slowed and even dropped from many of those services as prices rose and they added more channels. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And finally, with the Washington Nationals winning the World Series, next comes a parade that'll happen Saturday in Washington, D.C. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.